Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A heat advisory is currently in effect until late Thursday evening. Sunshine today with a high nearing 99. Partly cloudy overnight tonight with a low around 76. Sunny and 99 on Wednesday and partly cloudy and 76 throughout Wednesday night. Sunny and 100 by Thursday, south winds between 5 and 15 and gusting up to 25 and 77 Thursday night. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster. Currently it's 73 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Fort Hays State University has announced they are partnering with the Kansas Health Science Center as they are saying they're working on trying to address the physician shortage across the state of Kansas and the medical industry. As Tiffany Mason, Kansas Health Science Center president, says it's about trying to attract the students that understand rural communities across the state and the country and understand the needs of serving the underserved. And says while it's not just for Kansas students, there is a perk for coming from the state.
We have about a 60-70% chance that the state of Kansas, and that's really important to us because we are committed to figuring out how it is we change the statistic here as it relates to physicians per capita in our state and improving healthcare quality. And to be able to have students that understand about rural America, that understand the needs of serving the underserved, that understand the importance of service and giving back and what it means to be part of a community.
That audio from Cake News. Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
The Kia Summer Sales Event is upon us at Midwest Kia. Each month this summer, we'll announce huge dealer discounts on select models, giving you a chance to trade out your competitive make for a brand new Kia from Midwest Kia. In July, see why the rugged good looks of the all-new 2023 Kia Sorento will make your neighbors envious. Ready to upgrade your Toyota Highlander, Honda Pilot, Ford Explorer, or Chevy Traverse? Trade it in towards the purchase of any new Sorento and get a $2,000 discount. No matter the year, no matter the miles, your competitive trade saves you $2,000 instantly. At Midwest Kia, you'll find inventory in stock and available today with fair pricing that is never over MSRP and no fine print and gotcha tricks that require the fast talk disclaimer at the end of this ad. It's a better way to buy that is simple, transparent, and fast. Trade in that old SUV and upgrade to a new 2023 Kia Sorento today and get a $2,000 dealer discount only at Midwest Kia. All new Kias come with an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Limited powertrain warranty valid until July 31st.
That is an end of the era as the Kansas State Fair has officially approved the closing of the dirt track that's been at the fairgrounds for over 100 years. As KSN News reports that according to the fair board, the track will be removed by the end of this year after making that decision back in November. As they say, while the Grand National Auto Racing is a big draw to the Kansas State Fair every single year, it's not worth holding 17 to 18 acres of land to be only used a couple times a year.
It is only being used 3 days a year, which makes it very difficult because that takes up about 17 to 18 acres of land. At that point, I'm just said, no, we're just going to move forward with our initial conversation from back in November.
That was Kansas State Fair General Manager Brian Schultz on KSN News. Other members of the community and members of the state fair say it's unfortunate because it does bring a lot of economic value to the fair and the community.
It's just such an entrenched part of the community, you know, for so many years. It's great for all the local businesses to have that extra traffic.
Mid-America Network News.
No two farms are alike, and at Blue Valley Insurance, we understand that. That's why you'll get farm insurance coverage tailored just for you. We look at your individual situation and help you figure out the coverages that make the most sense for your farm, all at an affordable price. No matter what you grow or how big or small your farm, we can help. Your roots are in farming. Ours are in protecting you. Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. The investigation is still ongoing with law enforcement in Lincoln, Nebraska, after the arrest of 26-year-old Zachary Syke after concerns of him communicating with girls as young as 13 and 14 years old for multiple months. As KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that Syke had been pretending to be a 17-year-old Lincoln Public School student to communicate with the children and was arrested last week on charges at the Lincoln's Walt Library for two counts of sexual assault using an electronic communication device and one count of sex trafficking of a minor.
Later determined that he had actually graduated from Lincoln Public Schools in 2015. The focus has now shifted from trying to locate the suspect to trying to identify the scope of his actions. We're asking anyone who has had interaction with Shike or Hess, his alias, or may believe they are a victim of this case to come forward.
That audio from KSNB Local Channel 4. According to court documents, he had communicated with children for months and even went on to meet some of the teenagers' families.
Get 11% off everything at Menards. Enhance your home scent with Airwick Air Freshener Refills. They're long-lasting and contain natural essential oils to give your home a fresh fragrance that always smells welcoming. Use them with all Airwick Air Freshener Warmers and save big money. A two-pack of Airwick Refills is just $4.78 after 11% rebate at Menards. Good through July 30th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Nothing beats the classic taste and goodness of Earth Grain's 100% whole wheat bakery bread. Earth Grain's unique recipe combines whole grains with the old-fashioned taste of brown sugar and honey, creating a delicious whole grain bread that will appeal to your entire family. And with 18 grams of whole grain per slice, it's good for them too. Earth Grain's breads, baking our best for you.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners took last week's meeting on the road, meeting at the fairgrounds in Blue Rapids. The 2024 budget was discussed with adjustments recommended. The board hopes to keep the levy as close as possible to 2023. Budget hearing is set for September 18th, 8:30 a.m. in the Commissioners' meeting room. Unanimous approval was given for publication of a road vacation for Quivira Road in Elm Creek Township from 11th Terrace to 12th Road, with a public hearing July 31st at 9 a.m. Resignation of Fred G. as Balderson Township Trustee and appointment of Gary Weir to that post was approved unanimously. NextEra Energy is proposing a solar project for Washington County and spoke with commissioners recently asking for a letter of support. They noted that the project will bring benefits to landowners, increasing tax revenue and providing jobs. The Eagle Road Solar Project is in early developmental stages, with the energy firm, which is currently installing the High Banks Wind Project in Washington and Republic counties, developing the project. Interest from local landowners and officials is being gauged for an industrial-grade photovoltaic array in the Clifton area of Washington and Clay counties. Environmental studies and transmission line options are also being evaluated. Some 2,000 plus acres could be involved. If approved, construction could take 12 to 18 months and would likely be a culmination of a 5 to 6 year process of property acquisition, design, permitting, infrastructure development, and related approvals. Letters regarding land lease and mineral rights for oil and gas exploration in southeast Washington County have been received by local landowners, with natural gas operations extending that have included several recent wells drilled in Washington, Marshall, Riley, and Geary counties. Seismic data will identify geology, and testing would determine the potential for future development. Nemahal County Commissioners met last Thursday with a special meeting to work on the 2024 budget. Public hearings were held last week in Seneca and Sabetha to hear comments regarding the proposed comprehensive plan. The Nemahal County Sheriff advised they've been dealing with more inmates with mental illness. Options are being considered how best to deal with these going forward. Northeast Kansas Area Agency on Aging is considering a fixed transit route that could include Nemahal County. Gage County Board of Supervisors discussed a request for a detention center needs assessment, with the sheriff requesting the board look at what's needed at the jail overall to address adequate services for both staff and inmates. A public hearing was held last week with the Planning Commission, who voted 5-1 with comments and discussion to proceed with the recommendation to allow hog facility southwest of Adams. That will go to supervisors for a public hearing and consideration. The confined feeding operation could house over 6,000 head of hogs. Comments were heard for and against the project at the Planning Commission meeting. Inch to inch and a half diameter hail hit the Blue Rapids area early Saturday evening with pop-up thunderstorm activity. The storms were spotty in nature and damaged some crops, and roof damage was also reported. Big Indian Lake in southern Gage counties again under a health alert for toxic blue-green algae, with public caution urged with water contact. Signs are posted closing swimming beaches. And while recreational boating and fishing is allowed, exposure to water should remain limited. A fatality accident in Pawnee County, Nebraska, July 10th, claimed the life of a Manhattan man. Muhammad Mahdi Mirage went off K-99 about 3 miles south of Burchard. His vehicle became airborne twice after striking driveways, then flipping over. The accident reported around 12:30 a.m. The driver, Muhammad Mahdi Mirage, was pronounced dead at the scene. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, tomato soup, turkey and Swiss on wheat bread, celery and carrots, a melon mix, and a cookie. Tomorrow it's chicken, rice pilaf, California blend, and berry bliss. KNDY News time is 7:15.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
If you live in or around the Axel community and are passionate about fitness, the Axel Community Foundation has lifetime memberships available for the new Community Fitness Center. A limited number of lifetime memberships are being sold, so visit the Axel Community Fitness Center Facebook page to grab yours. With weight machines, a walking track, stair climbers, physical therapy rooms, and possible exercise classes, this state-of-the-art facility looks to improve its patrons and the community around it. Individual memberships will start at $35, but only 20 lifetime memberships are being made available, while donations are always welcomed. Getting fit and supporting the community is what the Fitness Center is all about. Visit the Axel Community Fitness Center Facebook page to view pictures, make a donation, or grab a membership and find out how you can help build a healthier community today.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A heat advisory is currently in effect until late Thursday evening. Mostly sunny today with our highs in the upper 90s and lower 100s. Partly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to upper 70s. Sunshine throughout Wednesday with our highs in the upper 90s and lower 100s. And partly cloudy over Wednesday night with our lows in the lower to upper 70s. Still staying sunny and warmer throughout Thursday with our highs in the upper 90s and lower 100s. South winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 25. And partly cloudy over Thursday night with our lows in the lower 70s and lower 80s. South winds around 15 and gusting as high as 25. Partly sunny on Friday with our highs in the upper 90s and lower 100s. South winds still between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. And mostly clear throughout Friday night with our lows in the upper 60s and upper 70s. And still staying sunny as we head into the weekend. Sunshine on Saturday with our highs in the mid 90s and lower 100s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, late July 91, record high on this date 112. The average low 70 and the record low 50. Sunset this evening, 8:46. Sunrise in the morning at 6:21. It's 74 degrees. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 25th of July. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Have a blast this weekend with the Beatrice Speedway and Gage County Fair. Races starting at 7:30 Friday night will feature bigger purses for all five classes. And don't forget the Eve of Destruction at 7 o'clock Saturday evening. Let's go racing Friday evening for a full night of races and Saturday for the Eve of Destruction at the Beatrice Speedway and the Gage County Fair. Full race schedule can be found at beatricespeedway.com.
Challenge yourself with a new career that's no typical sit-at-the-bench assembly job. Landall Company manufactures trailers, tillage equipment, and forklifts and offers competitive wages with advancement opportunities, evaluations, and raises, as well as comprehensive insurance, employer-paid life, short and long-term disability, paid time off, 401k, incentive bonus, and much more. Mechanical ability helpful but not required.
EEO Vets and Disability Welcome. Learn more and apply online at Landall.com/careers today.
The O's keep surging. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The Orioles took their first place in the American League East at Philadelphia. Top nine, tied at two.
He'll line it down the left field line, slicing away from short, but will he get there? Dives! It's a fair ball! He can't get to the ball! It caroms behind him! And the Orioles take a 3-2 lead!
Call on WBAL, Colton Cowser giving the Birds a lead they would not relinquish, edging the Phillies 3-2. After trading solo shots in the eighth inning, the Blue Jays and Dodgers went to extras in Chavez Ravine.
The 1-0. And he rips the ball to right field. Down and it bounces past the sliding Hayward! Biggio scores. Chapman coming in. A two-run double.
Call on SN 590. Dalton Varsho breaking a 3-3 tie in the top of the 11th. They'd get one more for insurance to double up the Dodgers 6-3. Brewers home against the Reds, leading Cincinnati by a half game in the NL Central. Bottom nine tied with a man on for Christian Yelich.
Yelich bounces one to right.
The immortal Bob Uecker, WTMJ on the call. Brewers win 3-2. In a big AL West series, the second-place Astros and first-place Rangers went mano-a-mano in Houston. Bottom nine, tied at nine.
And that is lined in the right field, a base hit. Tucker gets away from Gary Pettis around third. Thrown to the plate by Jankowski's cut off. The relay, not in time.
The call on KBME. Stros win 10-9 to close within two games of the Rangers. Twins walk off the Mariners 4-3. The Giants lost their sixth straight, 5-1 to the Tigers. The Cardinals rallied for five in the ninth to overhaul the D-backs 10-6. NFL, Broncos defensive end Ini Uwazurike suspended for the 2023 season for violating the league's gambling policy. He can petition for reinstatement next July. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, as you know, soil health is a vital starting point for a robust crop, sustainable production, and top yields. So soil health should be top of mind for growers. Here's Michael Clements.
Kelsey Schneider, field agronomist with Wilbur Ellis Agribusiness, explained soil health, the soil characteristics to look for during summer crop scouting, and ways to test and measure soil health in the quest for profitable yields in years to come.
Soil health can be described as the medium for plants and microbial life, not just from the measuring aspect, but just looking at soil health in general. You know, we look at what's in the soil. So soil has chemical properties and it has biological properties. Biological properties representing fungi, bacteria, protozoa, arthropods. All of those make up a healthy soil. Physical properties being the nutrients, the NPK, the micros, pH, calcium, magnesium, organic matter, and then the actual clay content or sand content.
As farmers are scouting crops and visiting their fields this summer, he explains how they can tell if they are working with healthy soil.
Get down and examine your soil. Stick a spade into it. Dig it up. Look at the different profiles as you go down from 2 inches down to 6 inches. And if you can go deeper, great. Things to look for when they're scouting is obviously roots. So pull up the crop. Do the roots look healthy? Are they a white, fibrous look? Do they have a lot of hairs on them? Also look for puddling in the fields. Is the water being percolated through the soil like it's supposed to, or is it standing in places where it shouldn't? When we're digging up, are we finding earthworms? Are we finding decomposing the residue from a previous year's crop? Are we seeing burn from synthetic fertilizers? You know, we also look at, is the soil compacted? When we dig that spade in, is it going in well?
And let's look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network.
The Kia Summer Sales Event is upon us at Midwest Kia. Each month this summer, we'll announce huge dealer discounts on select models, giving you a chance to trade out your competitive make for a brand new Kia from Midwest Kia. In July, see why the rugged good looks of the all-new 2023 Kia Sorento will make your neighbors envious. Ready to upgrade your Toyota Highlander, Honda Pilot, Ford Explorer, or Chevy Traverse? Trade it in towards the purchase of any new Sorento and get a $2,000 discount. No matter the year, no matter the miles, your competitive trade saves you $2,000 instantly. At Midwest Kia, you'll find inventory in stock and available today. today with fair pricing that is never over MSRP and no fine print and gotcha tricks that require the Fast Talk disclaimer at the end of this ad. It's a better way to buy that is simple, transparent, and fast. Trade in that old SUV and upgrade to a new 2023 Kia Sorento today and get a $2,000 dealer discount only at Midwest Kia. All new Kias come with an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember, we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. In wheat stubble after harvest, producers are likely seeing weeds make an appearance. K-State weed management specialist Sarah Lancaster discusses one of those potential weeds, kochia. Gaining control over the weed is important, and Lancaster reviews the list of possible herbicides to do so with.
After the combine moves through and all of their friends that are hanging out in the soil seed bank are going to start to emerge. So being on top of weed control and wheat stubble is going to be super important for folks this year. There are not a ton of products that are specifically labeled for weed control in fallow situations. We can kind of be clever about how we interpret labels and make that list a little bit longer, but a strict reading of the labels leaves us with a pretty short list.
Choosing a herbicide and using it to its best potential is critical for the best control.
Paraquat is often used for weed control in wheat stubble because it can be very effective. There are some things to consider. It works better in a combination with a photosystem II inhibitor. I've been hearing quite a few folks talk highly of Sharpen. So Sharpen is a contact herbicide. It has just a smidgen of residual activity, so folks can take advantage of that. Things to think about when you're using Sharpen is that it really does need a methylated seed oil, an MSO, as well as an AMS product to get maximum control. And again, good spray coverage is really important there as well. Folks need to pay careful attention to what their rotation plans are, what rates they're going to use, and what are the organic matter and texture of their soil.
Lancaster continues with herbicides that people can use for kochia and weed management in wheat stubble.
Another product that has been around a while and we're seeing lots of use of is flumioxazin or Valor. This product is going to provide a longer period of weed control, typically doesn't require a lot of rainfall for activation, can be tank mixed with some other products to increase the spectrum of weed control or to enhance control of weeds. The third product that is in that same kind of group would be a product called Reviton. And Reviton is going to look a lot like Sharpen. Needs both the seed oil, the MSO, and the AMS. And the other thing about Reviton and Sharpen is that they don't provide great grass control. So if you're trying to clean up grassy weeds or volunteer wheat, you're going to need to put some glyphosate in with those two products.
That was K-State weed management specialist Sarah Lancaster with information on herbicides that can contribute to controlling weeds this time of year in wheat remnants. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Can a garden survive a gardener's extended absence? Some advice for leaving your plants home alone this summer on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Maybe you've tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, and workout gadgets. A European doctor has uncovered a breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. And details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or spend money for high-priced supplements each month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and low energy. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, July 25th, the 206th day of the year. NFL standout Walter Payton was born on this day, and in 1965,
Bob Dylan played his first electrified concert at the Newport Music Festival. Can your garden survive your absence on a long summer vacation? Here are some techniques to help see it through. Before leaving, water plants thoroughly. Many will stop production if seeds mature, so pick ripe or nearly ripe fruit and remove seeds and spent flowers from flowering plants. Indoor plants should be removed from direct sunlight. Wrapping in clear plastic will help retain moisture, and clay pots can be placed in the bath or laundry tub in shallow water. And if you plan to be away for more than 2 weeks, consider hiring a plant sitter. There's your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
729 from KNDY, it's 74 degrees. Heat builds in with highs well into the 90s forecast today.
Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. The basketball tournament, also known as the TBT tournament, is moving through after three rounds happening in Wichita at Coke Arena, with the Aftershocks going in as the first seed in the next round after winning their 10th game in a row on a familiar stomping grounds, beating the number three seed team, Arkansas, 63-59 on Sunday. As many of the players say, they're finally starting to get together as a team and look forward to moving on to the next round.
In our minds, we haven't even played close to well offensively. We know defensively, like, this is what we do, and we love it. We get to that stretch right going into the Elam, and we, you know, clap our hands, put on the hard hat, sit down, and it's just like, this is what we do. We know our identity. And so now it's like, at some point, they got to fall. At some point, we're going to play well offensively. We're creating now good looks. Like, first game, that wasn't really the case. Now we've got, you know, three games we've gotten under our belt, and we've gotten comfortable with each other, and I think guys are starting to generate good looks.
Quarterfinals are set for tonight against the number two seed, Heartfire, at 8 p.m.
New Fords are arriving by the truckload, but most dealers are still overcharging. Rusty at Ford wants your business, and we're putting our money where our mouth is. Every new Ford is priced to sell with discounts of up to $10,000 below MSRP. Rusty at Ford has discounts on every new F-150, Expedition, Escape, Edge, Explorer, Bronco Sport, Ranger, and Mach-E below MSRP. Or buy your new Ford from Rusty at Ford with financing as low as 0.9%. APR. Inventory is growing and Rusty Eck Ford is discounted. Buy your new Ford from Rusty Eck Ford with discounts of up to $10,000 off MSRP. Come see the real difference at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com. Plus tax and fees, discounts off new Fords and stuff with Bronco, Raptor, and Tremor. Mach-E 23C083, MSRP $77,990. $1,100 discount, $8,900 rebates. Sale price $68,090. 0.9% APR financing for 36 months on select models upon Ford credit approval. Payment of $28.18 per month for 1,000 finance. Offers cannot be combined and subject to prior sale. Expires 7/31/23.
Kansas City Royals back in action tonight as well, with game number two on the way on the road again against the Cleveland Guardians. They're coming off their three-game series against the New York Yankees, where the Yankees swept the Royals, finishing the series 5-4 for game number one, 5-2 in game two, and 8-5 in game number three. First pitch tonight at 6:10 for game number two. Game number three against the Guardians to finish off the series is a midday game on Wednesday, with first pitch at noon. Kansas City then comes home back to Kauffman Stadium for a three-game series against the Minnesota Twins and the New York Mets before heading back on the road against the Phillies. Royals move their record to 28-73 right now for the overall season, sitting still bottom the AL Central. On the road, they're...
Wildcat fans, stripe out the bill and see K-State football in the home opener Saturday, September 2nd. Prices for SEMO currently start at less than $30, but don't wait to order, as prices will change. Arrive early as we celebrate the 2022 Big 12 Championship. Reserve your seats today for the return of K-State football by calling 1-800-221-CATS or visiting kstatesports.com. Go Cats!
Marysville Junior American Legion baseball team splits with Pittsburgh in the championship of the state tournament in El Dorado. Marysville Juniors lost to Pittsburgh 6-5, but bounced back to win the state title 15-6.
KNDY.
Recognize the woman.
I can see.